A very good morning to Harry Broad.
Good morning, Catherine.
What an interesting title. It has me hooked. Defending Trinity College Dublin, Easter 1916, Anzacs and the Rising. This is by Rory Sweetman.
Yeah, this is a fascinating bit of history that he's unearthed, that during the Easter Uprising, when the Irish rebels declared war on the British Empire, which was a pretty bold move to do, and occupied parts of central Dublin, particularly the iconic building of the General Post Office. And the issue was, why didn't they occupy Trinity College Dublin? Because it was a central location, and if you'd had enough people to defend it, it would have been very hard to dislodge. And it's the story of a number of Anzacs, also South Africans and Canadians, who happened to be on holiday in Ireland. One of them, Alexander Don, had been strolling down the street behind a couple of Tommies who'd got shot, but he'd been saved by his slouch hat, which apparently resembled what the Irish volunteers used. So these five New Zealanders on holiday and one Aussie rushed to Trinity College to help defend it. They weren't under any sort of military instruction to do so. And it appears that they were very good sharpshooters. Three of them were battle-hardened veterans from Gallipoli. The Trinity College itself had been known as that English fort in Ireland. It was a bastion of Protestantism. And so they strung together a force from all round the place. It was described as the queerest military menagerie you ever saw. They had quite a strong officer training corps, and some of them rushed back in to help defend it. The fascinating issue is, why didn't they occupy it? The rebels were planning to do so, but Ian McNeill, who was the commander of the Irish Volunteers overall, was very annoyed with Patrick Pearse and James Connolly for staging a revolt which he didn't think they were ready for. So he refused to commit any more troops on the Tuesday, and that scuttled their plans to invade Trinity College. So it works on two levels, this book. The first is unearthing this forgotten history, because the role of those 14 folk was never really acknowledged, including the Anzac stuff, in any subsequent sort of stories. The other thing that's fascinating to me, having been to Trinity College Dublin and been in the long room and seen the Book of Kells, is what a fantastic history Trinity College had. And Rory captures this very well. You know, as the Provo laughingly said, we were on the wrong side of history, because, of course, eventually Ireland got self-government, well, part of Ireland, and Trinity College Dublin was very much on the outer in the 20s. But to give credit to Eamon de Valera, in the 30s, after he became Taoiseach or Prime Minister, he recognised the cultural strengths of Trinity College Dublin and restored a lot of its funding. There was a lovely quote as to, well, why didn't they come in and occupy it, by the Provo Mahoffey, who would have been the Chancellor, who said, in Ireland, the inevitable never happens and the unexpected constantly occurs. And that summed it up very nicely, I thought.
Is it engaging for the general reader, or will you really be someone who has an interest in Irish history or in this time of history?
I think anybody with an interest in Ireland would certainly find it very interesting. He's done a lot of really good research, a lot of primary sources and letters home, and he's got a very engaging writing style. I found it easy to read from cover to cover. So I think he's done a really good job of saying, actually, these five Anzacs, and as I say, they were on holiday. What on earth were they doing there defending the British Empire? But he sets it in that whole time where our defence policy was basically Britain's, and how addicted we were to protecting the mother country. And so it was very natural for these five Anzacs, well, six if you include the Australian, to rush to the defence of Trinity College, as they happened to be in the vicinity. So I found it a really good read, but as much for that broader history of Trinity College Dublin and how they managed to reinvent themselves, I suppose, and I guess that's part of the reason why they didn't want to emphasise the Anzac contribution too much. I think it said the only plaque was commemorating one of the rebel soldiers who'd been shot. going past. So, it's a great bit of history.
All right. Is it in hardback form and are there illustrations?
Yes, there's some pictures of characters in the plot. Well, not really hardback form. Well, it's a sort of, I'd say soft cover form. Really.
All right, and some images.
Yeah. No, there's some good pictures of people in the plot, but it's very, very readable. I would certainly recommend it to anybody with an interest in Ireland.
Thank you very much. Harry Broad has been reading Defending Trinity College Dublin, Easter 1916, Anzacs and the Rising. It's by Rory Sweetman and published by Four Courts Press.